real thing, then you...
Okay, wonderful. Well, here's Chris to apply the rate.
Okay. All right, thank you. Is it Zach? Is it okay if I call you Zach?
That's fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, my name is Chris. My name is Christian, but I just go by Chris for shorter. So I know you were talking to Tara, and she put in big, bold letters, please make it affordable. So so I'm assuming pricing is a concern, and you know, I'll make sure that we get you a price that's definitely affordable. But did you have any questions about the listing, how Google works, or how we'll be able to program you on that first page?
Yeah, more of a who you guys are. I've never heard of you, so this is the first time I've
Kind of stuff. Absolutely. So, yeah, the very first thing I want to establish before we get into any pricing is establishing who we are. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm going to go ahead and send you our link, and this link will take you directly to Google's website. So that means we're Google partners. We've been in business for 21 years. And we've been a partner with Google half that time. So Google hand selects their partners. They're, you know, Google's a multi-billion-dollar, trillion-dollar company, right? So, you know, being a Google partner is definitely a huge win for us, because that means we're able to help them promote small to medium-sized businesses on that first page. So I don't know if you got that text message I just sent over to you. It's okay, gotcha. 706-372-8044.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that the name of the company is Local Splash, and when you open that link, it'll take you directly to Google's website to verify that we're partners. So there's only a handful of partners in the US, and we're one of those companies. So what we do in a nutshell is anytime anyone is looking for landscaping services in your area, we'll make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option. Okay. So you're in Rossville, correct? Georgia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just give you an example of how this would work. I don't know if you know the company called Emerald Creek Landscapes LLC, or Order Step Lawn Care and More, Grass and More Outdoor Services.
No, I don't know either.
No. Okay. Walnut Grove, you got Letson's Outdoor Services. Well, anyhow, these are companies that are coming up on that first page of Google, right? So as a consumer, if I'm looking for landscaping services, lawn care, you know, maintenance, any of those services that you provide, and I type that search on Google, whether it's the map section or just the Google browser, those are the companies that are coming up as the top recommended option. So that's where we would have your business listed, is on that first page. So anytime anyone types in that service, you're going to come up as a top recommended option, okay? Now, that's what we would do for you. Do you have anything else online as far as any online listings, like a Facebook or anything for the business? Yelp, Instagram?
Yeah, I have a Facebook and an Instagram for the business. I don't have any pictures up there yet, but I'm working on the catalog.
Okay, yeah, that's not an issue. Do you have a website that I'm missing by chance? Like a www.gardenersgracelandscaping.com?
No.
No? Okay, okay. So that's something that we can provide for you, is a website, and I can see if I can throw it in at no additional cost. What the website really does is, just like when you're looking for a restaurant, you're looking for a tire shop or anything like that, you want to see the pictures, right? You want to see the before and afters or of the work that people do. And that's how the website would come in, is having your company out there, list the different services you offer, and then, you know, the pictures the work you've done, right, just to showcase what you can do. So that's something that we can include. We also do Facebook retargeting ads, and that's another really good platform. So if you have a Facebook, we're going to go ahead and optimize it to make sure that's coming up, and then have ads on your Facebook page, which is good. And then we'll put you on Yelp. Yelp is now programmed in with Apple Maps for the iPhone users. We get you on the voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and Siri. And then we'll also put you on Bing, which is another search engine. So what this would do is it'll literally cover all of the bases that you would need to showcase your company on Google. And I see that you have like a logo for the business, right? It's like the two G's kind of facing each other?
Yes.
That's really cool. I like that. Okay, that's like very unique. So that logo, we can put it on your website, on your Google Business profile, all over the internet, right? So that way you're building your own brand, and what you're doing here is you're essentially promoting your own business as a sole entity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be a third party. This would be directly on Google. And then basically, if you were to cancel our services here, you keep everything. You're the owner of your Google Business profile, right? Your reviews are your reviews, right? Like, everything that we create mm-hmm. for you is going to be for the better of the business, and it's going to be, you know, pretty much yours for the entirety of the business life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you wouldn't be paying a middleman or anybody else to kind of get you those leads or those calls coming directly to you. All right. So, as far as pricing, you did get that first text message that I sent you, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So that's just to verify who we are. That's the number one key point there. I'm sending you a second link right here. So if you want to open it up, and I can show you what I can do for you today to make things more affordable, right? Because that's one of the things that Tara established. And Tara is a mapping coordinator. So she's calling in the area to find one business to promote on Google. Once we find, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do. So it's we only work with one business per category per area. So let me know when you receive that text message, and if you open it up, I'll guide you to the pricing on what I can do for you today.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so if you go all the way towards the bottom, you'll see our Google Partnership Badge as well. You're going to see three packages towards the bottom, our Essential, our Pro, and our Platinum. So what I can do for you today to make things affordable is I can get you the Platinum package at the cost of the Essential package of $299. So I'll give you a 50% discount to kind of get you started. And what I'll do for you, if you're willing to move forward, I'll waive your setup fee completely. So just getting the Platinum package at $299. And that would include a website, everything we just talked about. Yeah, so the Platinum package, like as you can see, it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee, right? So
mm-hmm.
in order to make things affordable for you and get you in the door with Google, I can get you the Platinum package at the cost of the Essential at $299. And what I'll do is I'll waive your setup fee completely. So no setup fee will be charged today if you were to move forward, right? So what the Platinum package includes is obviously Google. We'll have your Google Business profile, get it optimized, and get it active. We'll put you on Bing. We'll do all the SEO content creation. So all the keywords, which is the services you offer, the support's here in the U.S., not in China or in another country, right? You're going to have Facebook advertisement, all the popular directory submissions. We're going to help you with reviews because reviews are going to be huge. We're going to include the optimized landing page, which is your website. You'll have a reporting system as well. So you can actually go onto your you said you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have an Android.
Okay, so if you go to the App Store on Android, if you type in mm-hmm. Local Splash, you're going to see our app. So we're one of the very few Google partners that has invested a ton of money on our app. And what that app does for you is it tracks everything that we do. So it's not like we're going to wish you the best of luck and say, hey, you know, let's see what we can do for you. You're actually going to know exactly what we're doing for you.
Gotcha, I see.
Right. Cool. So, once again, there's no long-term commitments. You at the end of the day, you have to bring in, this has to bring in jobs, right? It has to pay for itself. You know, any mm-hmm. marketing that you invest in, it's an investment that's got to pay you a return on investment, right? But I will tell you this, like, you know, when you search for stuff, anybody searches for anything, it's Google. Nobody home advisors it, Angie's List it, you know, any other platform. Most people Google it, right? So
mm-hmm.
when it comes to getting your name out there and having an online presence and getting those leads directly to you without having a middleman, Google's the answer, right? So with that being said, I mean, at the $299 price point, making this affordable for you, because I know that was a huge concern for you, as Tara mentioned in the notes, I mean, is that something you want to give a shot and see how well it can work for you?
How long is that for? Is that for every month, or how long?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be indefinitely. So, you know, you pay $299, you're not paying a dollar or a cent more. that stays grandfathered in. So I don't want to do anything like get you in at $299 next month. It goes up to the $599. We would lose our license for that through our Google partnership. Mm-hmm. So that rate will stay indefinitely until you decide to no longer continue with our company. And let's say you were to say, hey, Chris, you know, I don't want to continue. You can pause the service for a few months. Let's say you go on a vacation, or let's say something happens, or you're just super overwhelmed with work, right? Because it can happen. Then you pause the system. You can pause it for at least 3 months, or during the winter, whatever the case may be. And then you can always, kind of activate it again. And you wouldn't pay for that when it's paused, okay? If you decide to cancel down the road, like 6 months or a year from now, whatever the case may be, there's no cancellation fee, right? So it's pretty much you're hiring us to perform, you know, and get you those jobs directly from Google.
Gotcha. And if I did it for 1 month and then decided to pause, it would be just as good, or do I have to do a certain amount of months? Or?
Yeah, great question. So we asked for at least a 2 to 3 month verbal agreement, basically for this to kind of get going. After the 3 months, you could pause, you know, at any given moment. So we just want to get your account activated. And then after that, it's you can pause as you please, right? But, you know, as far as the jobs, we're going to focus on the jobs that you want. So we're going to know the keywords, you know, of the services you really want to get found for. Mm-hmm. That way you're getting the best results. So that's another benefit of being a Google partner, is that we're going to know, you know, exactly how people are typing in those services, so that way you're coming up on the first page. The only thing that you have to promise me, not promise me, but the only thing that, you know, because obviously it's your business, right? I can't control what you do on your end, but is getting reviews. So we're going to give you a review monitoring tool. And every time you're done with the job, or even if it's past clients or friends or family you've done jobs for, just get the review, right? And they don't even have to leave a long, you know, review or anything. They could just click on the 5 stars and that's it. So the more reviews, the better it is, because obviously just like us, right? Like, let's say if you were to go to a steakhouse, right? And the steakhouse had, 2 reviews, and those 2 reviews were okay. They're like a 3.5 or 3 stars. Would you want to go to that restaurant? Maybe
probably,
not, right?
Maybe.
Right? Yeah, it just depends, right?
Right?
But then let's say you have another steak restaurant that has, you know, 5 stars, and then you have, you know, 20 or 30 or 40 reviews. You're like, okay, well, that means that 20, 30, or 40 people enjoyed the steak there, right? You see what I mean? So that's just going to be something that you would have to do on your end. Other than that, I mean, all you would have to do is answer the phone call. If you want to take the job, you take it. If you don't, then you don't, right? There's no charge per lead, per phone call, any of that. It's a 100% flat rate, right? And you'll have your own website as well. So for your business cards, for, you know, when people want to look you up, right, all they would have to do is just type in the name of your business, or even your phone number, or even a keyword, and you'll come up. You see what I mean? So, you know, that'll give the customers a confidence boost in hiring you versus some of the competitors that don't have any online presence. Right?
Gotcha.
So that's, yeah. So, yeah, at that price point, I could definitely get you in that price point. And once again, it'll waive your setup fee. It'll get you in at that $299 flat. And once again, all you got to do is see the results, how it's going to work for you. And then once again, once you start seeing the results, it'll pay for itself. I mean, if you divide $299 in 30 days, you're looking at $10 a day for the most part in your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you invest $10 a day and you're getting, you know, 10 plus, you know, clients a month, it's going to pay for itself without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you want to give it a shot to see how well it can work for you?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. So you know, you're going to get everything in writing. We also have to do an onboarding call with one of our technicians. They're going to help you to build the website for you, okay? So I'm going to send you an example of the website that it's actually beautiful, man. I love our websites. Have you heard of, like, GoDaddy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so usually GoDaddy charges $500 for a website. That's why our normal pricing is $599. But since Tara said, hey, make it affordable for Zachariah, I'll without a doubt, I'll make it affordable for you, right? But I'm going to send you an example of the website, and I could just see your logo on there, it's going to look super, super good. So let me know when you got that so you can check it out. And once again, this is a template, okay? So this is not how your website's going to look. when you open it up, it'll say Premier Greenscapes.
Yeah.
You see that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So people can schedule an appointment. You could put YouTube videos. They can leave you a review directly from the website. They can, you know, do all that. It's super cool. Right. And every service on the drop-down, they could see exactly what that service is and a little bit more about it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you like it? Pretty cool, right? Not too bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're gonna custom make it to how you like it. Obviously, it's not gonna be, you know, exactly like that. We're gonna custom make it. And you said you have before and after pictures of work you've done, right? Like on your phone.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So that's gonna help out. All right. So I just gotta confirm a couple things to make sure that we're listing you properly on Google. I see that the business is on Hillendale Drive. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Google, they're not going to showcase your address because you don't want anybody going to your home. But
rather not.
No, of course not. No, true. We've done that. So I've been here for 7 years, and the company's been around for 21 years, right? And when I started, we did sign up someone before. It was more lenient on certain types of things that Google would do, and then they would showcase the address sometimes, and you could still do it, but we don't recommend it unless you're a brick and mortar. And then we had some people go, a disgruntled client, go to one of our clients' home and break a window. That was just horrible. So you don't want that.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
Absolutely not. So we'll hide your address. We just make sure that you come up in a radius within that perimeter, okay? And then I have another question for you. As far as an email, what's a good email for the business or personal email?
You know, it would be GardnersGrace706. @gmail.com
Gardner's
Grace. Exactly how it's spelled.
Mm-hmm.
With no apostrophe, of course.
Okay, landscaping, gotcha. @gmail.com
No, just Gardner's Grace 706.
Oh, 706. 706.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, @gmail.com Yeah, the cool thing is we'll enter that into the Google system and it'll validate it for me, which if I got the spelling right. So, yep, that's good. And then your first name, Zachariah, so Z-A-C-H-A-R-I-A-H, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then for account purposes, we're not going to showcase your last name online, but what is your last name?
Smoots. S-M-O-O-T-S.
S-M-O-T-S, Smoots? Okay.
S-M-O-O-T-S.
Oh, double O. Sorry about that. Okay. Gotcha. All right. And then the number that you want your clients to call you on that's going to be listed on Google is that 706-372-8044, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then just give me a little bit more information about the business. Like, what would you like your hours of operations to show on that first page of Google? Monday through Friday, what hours would you say? And keep in mind, this is just to receive phone calls. This is not really, like, to get the job done, I mean, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday is good, and 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Gotcha. Okay. So we'll list that there. And then for the keywords, so obviously you're doing landscaping services. And are you only doing residential or are you also doing commercial?
Both.
Okay.
I do have at least right now I have one church I'm doing. So I guess
it's nice.
Commercial.
Yep, absolutely. So any shopping centers, churches, office buildings, golf courses – you know, those are also considered like commercial, so we'll be able to get you found for that as well, okay? So we'll do residential and commercial. And then, so you're doing, you know, lawn care, maintenance, mowing, like yard waste cleanup and stuff like that. What other things would you want to do? Are you doing any hardscaping by chance or anything like that?
Yes, but not necessarily like, I've done grading.
Okay.
And I've made garden beds, but those are like nothing over like a foot and a half, you know? So,
okay. Got
also, small tree removal, which is, you know.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Keep a foot down. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you doing anything like pavers or anything like that?
Yeah. Pavers.
Okay. Cool.
And of course, sodding, lawn restoration.
Sodding.
I don't have any. I don't have any certifications for pesticides, but I do lawn fertilization and herbicides and pesticides that are not certified yet, you know.
Yep, gotcha. All right, and then how about, like, goodness gracious, are you doing anything like artificial turf or anything like that, or no?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay.
Maybe removing it? Removing it, sure, and not installing.
Gotcha. Okay. No, not a problem. Mm-hmm. All right. And then our technicians are going to know how people are searching these, you know, these keywords. So we'll make sure that, you know, how people are typing it in, we know, and that way you get better results, okay? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to. This is not necessary to be on that first page. Are you licensed and insured or no, not quite yet?
Yes, I am.
You are licensed and insured. Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then as far as give me 1 second. So you got your logo there. So once again, we're going to build a website for you. This website, once again, is going to be custom made to how you want it to be. So I'm just going to put that you have the logo. We're going to put that logo is pretty neat, man. I see a lot of logos, but it just stands out. You know, it just looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll build that Thank website you. For you. Yeah, no, that's pretty. Did you do it? You're like AI, or did you just come up with yourself?
No, a couple of years ago, whenever I made the business, I went on ArtStation, Fiverr, and I had someone commission it for me.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, it looks mm-hmm. looks super super neat. I love it. Okay, and it's super clean looking. It's not tacky or anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really good stuff. And then, so you also mentioned, for some reason, I wasn't able to find your Facebook. You said you have a Facebook business page, correct? Oh,
yeah.
I see it now. Is it what?
Yeah.
Does it show a dog? No, that's not you. Hold on. Nope, that's a different one.
My dog's on there. Hold on.
No, that's not you. No, because we're I'm looking at the back office for Meta as well, so I'm just checking it out. There's one that's very similar to your name that shows a dog's picture. I'm like, wait a minute, you're landscaping. What? I see it now.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, hold on. Let's see. No, oh no, it's a different one. Goodness gracious, there's a lot of companies with a kind of similar name.
Yeah, Gardner's Grace is it's apostrophe S Grace. So.
Right. Okay. Grace. Okay. Gotcha. And let's see. Okay. Yep. Okay. I'll add that on there.
I might need to change my phone number on there.
Oh, to the one that that we're on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're gonna do Facebook retargeting ads. So I mean, if you want the technician to help you with certain things on that listing, we can do that as well. So that's not an issue. Let me just. What was the number that you had on there again?
The one I have on mm-hmm. on the bad one. The not.
Yeah. Yeah, the bad one.
706-391-6888.
0688, you said?
No. 6888.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Plus. All right. Yep. Okay. All right, I see that. Okay.
It should, yeah. I don't know if I don't think I made it private. It should be up.
Yeah, it's up. Okay. No worries. Got it here. All right. And then, so another question for you as far as, do you speak any other languages by chance other than English?
No, just English.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. Okay. All right. So we don't have a Google Business Profile. We're going to create one for you. We do have a Facebook. You mentioned you have an Instagram as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. No worries. Got that there. And so how far are you willing to travel? I know that right now you're in Rossville, excuse me, but what would you say would be a good radius for you? Like 30 miles, 35 miles, 40 miles? What do you think?
I usually do it by time, so 45 minutes to an hour in any direction. So maybe 30 to 40 miles.
Yeah, that's anywhere from, that'd be anywhere from like 30 to 45 miles. Okay. So we'll do that. You can always change it too. So if you're getting too many clients or, you know, it's kind of too further out, then we can always adjust it. Okay. So that's the good thing about Google is that it's fully customizable. You're not like set, it's not set in stone, which is good. Okay. Cool. So I got that there. And then, do you prefer your clients to call you like via phone call, text message, email? What works best for you?
All three.
Okay.
Cool. What would be I guess texting would be the thing. Texting or email would be the thing. That way I can get back to them.
Gotcha.
Via calling. I don't want people calling all the time.
Right. I hear you. I hear you on that one for sure. Okay. All right. I got a lot of these things in place. We're also going to look at we do what's called a client onboarding call, and then that's when one of our technicians, they're certified, and they're going to, once again, cross the T's, dot the I's. They're going to do their homework and figure out the keywords and the areas that people are searching. They're also going to come up with a couple of ideas and templates for the website. Obviously, we're going to need your input for it to get that done. So just kind of want to look at the calendar, see what's going to work for you and work for them as well. Give me 1 second. Okay. So I'll look at that here. You know, it's like it's 1:13 p.m. right now, right? Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we also do is we send everything to you in writing. Were you able to download the app by chance or find it on your phone? Oh, okay, cool.
I found it. I didn't download it yet. So.
Okay, cool. So you could download it. The app, that's the cool thing. It's like a mini CRM for you. So everything is like recorded on the app, which is cool. Like all the phone calls, all the leads you're getting from whatever platform, and it just tracks everything that we're doing, which is really, really cool. So even if you get the directions or like the address of someone or, you know, what you quoted them, you can go always in the app and play the recording, and it'll record it for you. So cool.
Gotcha.
So that way you track all the success that you're having with Google. Okay, so whenever you get a chance, I would highly recommend to download it. We're also going to give you access to your tracking reporting system. So, you know, even it's the same thing. You have the app for your phone, and then you can also go on the desktop and see what your conversions and everything are with Google as well. Okay, so it's pretty sweet the way it works. Okay, cool. So I got everything pretty much done here. The good thing is that, once again, that price point will always stay the same. It's not going to go up on you. It's not going to, you know, kind of increase next month. Or let's say you're getting the good jobs and you're like, man, this is good. We're not going to say, hey, by the way, Zachariah, we're going to have to increase your rate. So we don't do anything like that, okay? You're also going to receive your invoice as well. So that invoice, you're also going to keep for tax purposes. Anything you spend on marketing, Zachariah, it's a good tax write-off, just so you know, okay? So definitely keep all your invoices. I don't know if you're aware of that, but a lot of people do, a lot of people don't. So I just want to save people money and kind of get them where they can save, you know, in any way
possible. Yeah, I usually archive my stuff like that. So
cool. Perfect. I love it. That's really good. Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and we read a voice verification, but I have you here down for that $299. In order to secure the listing at the $299, what works best for you, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
I think it's a Visa. Give me a second.
Okay. So I'll repeat it to you for accuracy. You're going to receive your invoice as well and your welcome email. And then we're going to look at the calendar to book that onboarding call so that way you and the technician can get everything going for your website, keywords, and everything we're going to do for you online. So whenever you're ready, I'll enter it, and I'll repeat it to you for accuracy, and then we'll read that voice verification. That's for your protection across the T's and dot the I's.
You want the
Yeah, the card, and I'll, yeah, it's right. Yep, and I'll repeat it to you for accuracy.
Yeah. All right. 4246.
Okay.
3153.
Okay.
9901.
Okay.
0154.
Gotcha. And expiration month and year?
0229.
0229. Okay. And there's a security code on the back of the card.
It's 143.
143. Okay. We're also going to ask you for a security question. So you know that it's us calling you, right? It's not another company. So you get to choose from your options for the security question. You get to choose from your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would work best for you? Zechariah?
City I was born in.
Yeah, you could choose the three questions. So these are security questions. So when we call you, you know it's us. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Do the city.
The city. Okay, what city were you born in?
Rochester.
Rochester, okay. So once again, when we call you, you know it's going to be us, and it's not another company trying to, you know what I mean? So it happens, mm-hmm. Believe it or not. You get these companies in India or like China, it's just like, are you kidding me? So it's crazy. So we want to make sure that when we call you, you know it's us calling you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, once again, you're gonna read the voice verification. If there's anything you don't understand on that verification, let me know, and then I'll be able to repeat it for you, okay? So let me know if you have questions for me on that, okay? So it does say welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Zachariah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says to state your name of your business.
Gardner's Grace Landscaping.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Zachariah Smoots. Owner.
Okay, awesome. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to us. So once again, we're going to protect you with that security question, right? So anytime we call you, anybody in the company should know your security question and answer. And if they don't know that, then obviously you would just completely disconnect on them, right? It's just they're not us, okay? So just want to throw it out there. That's for your protection. Now, as part of the verification process with Google, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. So basically, they may ask you for proof of insurance, for business license, things like that to get your Google business profile up and running. Do you agree to get that to us in a timely manner if it's necessary?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just want to say. So you do have your payment at a discounted rate. So it is $299. So once again, it's not going to go up on you. It's a flat rate. Okay. So that's something that we're going to be able to do for your business. So just want to throw it out there. You could discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And, what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you my contact information as well. Zachariah, and then you can call me at any time, but it'll also have our toll-free number. It's an 877 number. So, you know, you'll be able to call in and make any changes to your account. Any technician should be able to help you out as far as your account with us as well. Okay, so I sent that message. Were you able to receive your invoice as well in your welcome letter or email?
Yes.
Yep, okay. You got all that, which is really good. Okay. Now, I'm looking at the client onboarding call. What works best for you? Would it be mornings, like afternoons, evenings? What time frame would work best? For, like, I would say about 30-minute phone call, 45-minute phone call at most.
I have if you can't, well, can I do a specific day, or is it any time you guys can't?
Yeah, we can do it tomorrow, Friday. We don't have availability today. It's booked out, but we got tomorrow. We got Friday, next week, Monday. It's up to you.
Do you not have weekends?
No, unfortunately, it's Monday through Friday. We don't work weekends. I know. It sucks.
Yeah. Let's do tomorrow around noon.
You said around noon?
Yeah.
Okay. I got one. Let's see. The closest one for tomorrow, I got one at, I know it's kind of weird, at 10, and I got one at 2 p.m. What? I don't know what would work best for you, 10 or 2 for tomorrow.
We can do 10.
You can do 10? Okay, gotcha. If anything changes, you could always contact me and say, hey, Chris, can we reschedule? And then we'll get that rescheduled for you. So, that way we work around your time. But, yeah, since it's the next day, we had limited spots available. We can do it. We could do 10. So I'm going to send you also a reminder as well that to your email. It'll say Local Splash, and it says CI. CI stands for client interview, but it's basically a client onboarding call, okay? And it's going to be in your email, so that way you have the reminder for tomorrow. So I just emailed it to you right now. It should hit your email. Then, once again, if you download the app, the technician tomorrow will give you credentials, will give you a rundown of how that app's going to work for you, and all that good stuff, okay? So we'll make sure that you're coming up for that, app as well. You have access to it. Okay. All right. Any other questions that you have, or any other concerns, or anything else that we missed for the time being?
No, right now, no.
No? Okay. If anything else comes up, you can always reach out to us. Once again, just a reminder, we have that onboarding call. So tomorrow, what I would suggest is just have, if you have pictures of work you've done or even the logo so we can, incorporate it into your website, then we're going to use that so that we can get your website up and running, okay? You did receive your terms and conditions, your email, everything, like in writing, which is good. Your invoice, everything's good to go. So when you get a chance, just type in your first and last name. That'll activate your account and your dashboard, so that way you have access to that tomorrow when the technician calls you. But other than that, we're all set. I'm glad I was able to make this affordable for you. I know once you get on Google, it's just going to pay for itself. That's without a doubt, right? So if you don't have any other questions, then we'll be in touch tomorrow, 10 a.m. And if anything changes, you can always call me and we'll reschedule for you, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, awesome. All right, Zachariah, thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to get everything squared away and finished for you tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
You, I appreciate you as well. Talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.